Hello, everyone. This is Tabletop Discussions, and this is Emmanuel and
Brittany.
And we're back at you with another jam-packed episodes to talk about things going on in our life, things we witnessed, things we saw, things that we were thinking about. I know that last podcast, we were actually talking about going to Michigan because you hadn't been home for Easter in some time. And also, you wanted me to meet the important people in your life, and you wanted them to meet this new important person in your life, right?
That's true. That is very correct.
Okay.
And in the process of doing that, we had a lot of different activities that we did while we were in Michigan. But before we actually, you know, give you guys details on that, we're just going to, you know, have a little free for all about things that have happened to us this week. So first, to start out, we just came from bowling. So that was fun. That was part of our date night. We try to do a date night once a week.
Yes, sir.
So we went bowling and we had a lot of bar food and things like that. And Emmanuel actually beat me.
It was a close game, though.
Yeah, it was somewhat close. But, I mean, you still were kind of whooping my butt.
Yeah, but if you add our scores together, we sound like a reputable player.
I mean,
if our scores together, you're 65 and I was 17. 185 bowler.
Yeah. So
we actually look better.
But it was a lot of people there who were bowling that were like professionals. So we were trying to get some, you know, pointers and tips from them. More so not really talking to them, just looking at their form and technique and how they do things so that, you know, we can be a little bit better next time we go back bowling.
Yeah, it was. It was actually fun, though, because we weren't actually plan to really beat each other, because if we were playing, we'd probably play another couple. Mm-hmm. We'll be on the same team.
Yeah.
So
I was thinking about that. I was like, this would be fun to play if we had like another couple, because if we play as a team, we actually are not terrible as a team.
Yeah. I think we're decent.
Mm-hmm.
Like for players who were transient.
Yeah.
Like, we don't play all the time. We have no excuse if we did it every month.
Mm-hmm.
We do it every month, damn. We suck. We need to watch some YouTube videos.
But, yeah, so that's what our activity was for today. But other than that, did you have any other exciting things that happened throughout the week?
Oh, that's
personal or professional?
Oh, this week? I guess they're just a small story. It's not even that good of a story. It was just a story that I meant to share a couple days ago, that I was going to share with Brittany in full, and I was also going to share with her mom, Mama P. So the other day when I was at work, mind you, I'm a nurse practitioner, and I'm a provider at the county jail. So I was actually on one of the units. They call them pods. I was actually on one of the pods because I was going to see some of the inmates who couldn't come down the medical. So when I was on the pod, it's like I heard this noise and all of the doors locked and closed, and the jail, the thing from the bar, the clinky from the bar, everything just shut.
Mm-mm.
So I didn't really know what happened exactly. So the pod officer or the correction officer, I asked her what happened. She said she didn't know, but we were locked in the jail.
How does the correctional officer not know? Like, don't they communicate with each other? Like,
yeah,
what's
but
happening?
Sometimes when they do stuff like that, they don't communicate it right away. They just do it first because an inmate was missing. So they can't announce that an inmate is missing.
Well, right, but don't they have like headphones or walkie-talkies
no,
on each
other?
No,
that's the rich jails.
I
work in the hood. No, they don't. They have like radios. Some of them are one-way radios and all that stuff, but they don't always utilize it. It's certain people that have those radios, but the common correction officers, they don't get all of the communication. So they had an idea of the inmate that would of an inmate being missing, but they didn't want to announce it.
Mm.
But there's certain tactical correction officers that they announced it to. So anyway, I was locked on a cell. So then she found out what happened. She said there was an inmate missing. I guess when they do count like mm-hmm. 3 or 4 times a day, there was an inmate that was supposedly missing. So I couldn't leave the cell, the unit, until somebody came up to escort, because they wanted to get all of the visitors, because I'm considered a visitor, out of the jail. So when they were trying to...
So like, that's like people's families and if anyone was visiting.
Lawyers, okay. Different things like that. First they have to account for you because they know everybody's in the building at the time. Mm-hmm. So they want to account for you. So anyway, when they finally came to get me out, I guess it took a while and they was walking me back. When they were walking me back, like a whole lot of correction officers ran back into that cell, mm-hmm. the area I was at, because they found the inmate. And I guess one of the inmates, I guess this was at like 9:30. They do a count at like 6 or 7 in the morning mm-hmm. to count all of the inmates from middle of the night. And they do it again at lunchtime, dinner time, and bedtime. Mm-hmm. So this person had pretty much been missing since 7 a.m. So they found him on the floor where I was at. He was in the shower. He was in the shower with the shower on, still had on his orange jumpsuit. Because I guess he was trying to just be missing for a while, probably, and didn't get away. But I don't know what point he turned on the shower. And then they like found him. I was like, man, this is like weird. How was he going to escape through the shower?
That's what I'm saying. What did he think was really going to happen? The fact that he had clothes on and was like just sitting in the shower getting wet, that sounds like a mental situation.
Or maybe he thought he was hiding.
I don't know. Not in the shower.
Or maybe when he found out that they were looking for a missing inmate, he turned on the shower to act like he was taking a shower.
With his clothes on, though?
He could have just been hiding in there. And, you know, if they catch you trying to escape, you're in more trouble. Because he probably got caught and was like, oh, I'm just in here showering. So it was probably like an alibi. I would. Like, if I was hiding out trying to escape and then they kind of caught me.
But don't they all take showers at the same time? Like, you can't just roam the jail and be like, I'm going to take a shower. Like, this is your house.
Well, they don't take it a while at the same time, but it's certain times that certain people can be in a shower. But it's not like on TV where all of the people in the cell block in the shower at the same time.
That's what I'm saying.
That's how you get shanked. It'll be like a couple out at the time.
And they all have to be escorted by an officer, right?
Well, they don't be escorted because the shower is in there, but they want the unit officer to know who's in the shower and who's not. Just in case. Because like if 40 people go in there, somebody can get jumped. So, but anyway, that was just an interesting story that I wanted to share because I have this fear of getting trapped in the jail. So when the doors closed, I actually felt like I got arrested. It was like this weird feeling. You ever watch those movies where a person do something wrong, then they just show like the bar slam in front of them? Like, I actually had that like feeling. It was like this feeling because I don't want to be trapped in a jail. Like, what if the inmates take over the jail and lock all the workers in the cell? That's what usually happens. Then take my lab coat and put it on
And what? Try to pretend to be you?
Yeah, and then they knock me unconscious and put their uniform on me. So I look like an inmate.
Out in the world.
But the real fear is I get trapped in one of the psychiatric pods. And then they think I'm a psych person. I'll be like, I'm not a psych person. I'm Emmanuel. I'm a nurse practitioner. They're like, no, you're not. You're an inmate. So.
Wow. What a vivid.
You don't have fears like that? You never got a fear about being trapped in jail?
No, but I do have a fear of like, because I saw this movie, Escalators, like. I have a fear that if I'm wearing a necklace, which is very rare, so I don't even know why I have this fear of like tripping down the escalator and then it getting stuck and then it like trying to suck me in. I know that's impossible, but I saw this movie and this girl like tripped down the escalator, her necklace got stuck or whatever, and it like choked her to death. Literally, so even when I get on escalators to this day, I'm still like shaky. I have to like watch carefully and hold on tight and like make sure my foot is actually stepping onto like the platform.
That's funny.
I'm serious.
Oh, but watch her next time we get on the escalator.
You didn't notice when I was at Macy's?
Oh, how you take that little sure step when you step on there really slowly.
Yes.
Make sure you got your footing.
That's what I'm... Yes. I need to make sure that I'm safe and that I don't tumble down and get sucked into the escalator.
You ever fell on an escalator before?
No.
You ever fell up the steps? I'm sure you fell up the steps.
I mean, who hasn't fallen up the steps?
I've never fell up the steps.
I'm like walking to, like...
I fall down the steps. You ever walk down the steps and you...
Oh, yeah. If I'm not looking... That happened to me at work one day, maybe a few weeks ago. Because it's like, if you're not looking and you skip a step, it's like a huge drop to the next platform. And that happened to me. And luckily, I was by myself. I was like, oh, my God.
Did you turn around and see who was behind you?
No, I just kept going.
Me too.
Because I didn't care.
Well, next time you take an escalator, I'll stand by. I think all the times we take an escalator, most of the time I was standing behind you.
Not that time.
No, not that time. I was standing in front of you.
You was in front of me that time.
Yeah, I'll be more careful next time. Just as long as you don't let me get trapped in a jail cell.
Well, I don't work in a jail, so I can't help assist in that, but I can only hope that you don't get trapped. And if you do, I'm going to tell them who you are and be like, let him out. He's a upstanding person in society.
So remember that story that we shared last podcast where I was talking about how it was a fire. I want to have my ID, my wallet, my car keys, all that. Tell me why I'd be in jail with my wallet, my ID, my car keys, my debit card. But I was like, you know what? If I get trapped in a jail and they take my identity, they can really be me.
They got my keys. They have your keys.
They got my wallet.
Your ID.
I'd be SOL.
They really could be if they wanted to.
I got to start leaving that in my car.
You might have to if they locking people in the jails like that. Or having lockdowns.
Yeah, that was, man. That stuff was scary.
You probably was traumatized.
I wish I could make that sound of a jail bar cell closed.
I've heard it like in movies that how it slams like really loud.
It did that and it was just automatic. And I was like, oh, I wonder who controlled that button. Because that button probably can open up everyone at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, guys, one more thing before we transition to our topic. So we've been watching 1984. American Horror Story. We're almost done. Mm-hmm. We have two more episodes. I was finally able to catch up the other day at work in between patients.
Yeah, four of them.
I have four patients today because everybody else was no-shows, which is typical at times. But I just want to say, like, I did not realize how good, like, is it America Horror Story or American? American? I did not realize how good, like...
Oh, I thought you had been watching it.
Really? No, like, I watched the first season, the very first season. What was that? The
Murder House.
The Murder House. And then I started watching, I didn't like the Insane Asylum one.
Ooh, it's important, though.
Oh, maybe I need to go back and watch it.
They're all connected.
Yeah.
The season before 1984... It's all of those episodes led to that season when the devil came back.
Don't be telling me.
No, because that's part of the thing, but you don't really know.
Not 1984.
No, this is starting the new chapter. 1984 is the new chapter.
And I did watch The Freak Show. Yeah. I did like
a lot of those characters. They're all related.
Yeah.
Or from a same time
mm-hmm.
frame. And then they all, as the episodes went on, they all start starring in different ones. Because it was the same actors, but they were playing different characters. So, some of those things didn't make sense. Like Freak Show, I didn't really care for Freak Show. But then later on, I realized certain people were people from the other shows.
Yeah.
Like the doctor from Freak Show that cut the lady's legs off was the doctor from the Insane Asylum. When he had to get away, he was a German doctor. It was the same doctor. Mm-hmm. And it was like different things. And then the witches were a part of other episodes. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, so I'm just saying all of that to say, if you have not watched any season of American Horror Story, you should probably do that. Ditto. Because it is amazing. It is really, really, really good. And 1984 just has me on edge. I don't know what's going to happen. I was actually about to start watching the other episodes, but I was like, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, you can do it tomorrow when you got four patients.
I have a full schedule tomorrow.
They ain't going to show up.
I have a full schedule. Thank you.
They ain't going to show up. But anyway, we want to talk about our trip to Michigan. But before that, we just want to give you a word from our sponsor.
Okay, guys, so we are back. So let's jump right into it. On Easter weekend, we went to Michigan. We went to Michigan. Okay, so I have not been home for Easter in like 8 years. So I moved from Michigan in 2013. And I was never able to return home because of school and all that sort of stuff. But this time I was telling Emmanuel, I was like, you should come home with me for Easter. This is a great opportunity to meet my family. It's a holiday. And I did not want to wait any longer. Mm-hmm. I was like, let's just do this now. Like, we're in a good place, a good spot. I think that it is appropriate.
Well, before you continue, I don't really want to say this, but I think it was the other way around. I think I said, hey, you haven't been home for Easter in some time. You should go home and see your family. You should take me with you. And you was like, that's a good idea. Isn't that the way it happened?
If that is your perspective of how you feel it happened, then sure.
I think that's the way it happened.
Okay, well, we both have our own perspective.
Yeah, I'm actually presenting the facts.
The facts according to you.
The facts of life is what it's all about. Well, okay. Your story is your story. My story is my story.
Right.
But I think my story is the story. But I'll let you tell the story.
So, with all of that being said, it was a short weekend, so we left on a Friday after I got off of work, and we drove to Michigan. It took about 2.5-3 hours, correct?
Uh-huh.
The entire car ride, we talked, which is the norm for us.
No this was music.
No music. This was our first trip, like, away as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to Michigan. We got to the hotel. And then we prepared to go see my parents right after that. So we got to Michigan like 9:30. And we made it to my parents' house by like probably by like 10 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
So give me your thoughts on what you were thinking as we were in the hotel room and preparing to go meet my parents.
Well, actually, to tell you the truth, I wasn't thinking anything. Before, like, I was off that day.
Mm-hmm.
So all day, I was preparing myself. You know, I look in the mirror and be like, hello? Hello? Hey, hi. You know, trying to get it right.
Conversations.
Yeah, I was trying to get it right and like, do my pose like, that's a good question. You know, trying to get it right. So when it was finally time to go, I was ready. So while I was driving, I was fine. I was at peace. I was actually looking forward to it. By the time we got there, I think you say I was nervous. I say I had jet lag.
Jet lag?
I had jet lag.
For a 3-hour trip.
Yeah, I had jet lag. You know what I'm saying? I had jet lag. I just needed a little siesta. I had a jet lag. I can't have jet lag if I wasn't in a jet.
I mean, that's typically how that works.
I had car lag then.
Okay, car lag. But I'm on jet lag. You weren't on no plane.
Well, you can get jet lag not on a plane, I think. I had jet lag.
Okay, so you had jet lag.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's fast forward to when we got to my parents' house.
So when we got there,
mm-hmm.
First of all, in this COVID universe that we live in, I don't know what proper etiquette is like in this COVID world. right? So, when I was going to the door, you know, I was thinking, what am I going to say when I go to the door? That's the only time I had that. I was having this moment. I was like, oh, man. I was at the point of no return, you know? Like, I was at that part where I couldn't tuck my chain. You know, I couldn't turn around because I was already, it was imminent, right? Mm-hmm. So then when we actually, like, hey, I had been practicing all day for what I was going to say when I walked in the door. Mm-hmm. This is what I was going to say, right? Because, you know, your parents have this picture that was on the fireplace that I wanted to see because you told me about it, right? So I was going to walk in and I'll be like, hello, Mr. and Mrs. My name is Emmanuel. It's really nice to meet you. You have a lovely home. You know, I was going to say all of that, right? Man, the door opened. Came to the door. And I was like, you can come in. And I didn't know what to say. I forgot my line. Like, the only thing...
Were you like a deer in headlights?
Yes, the only thing I realized was... Can I use your bathroom?
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, oh my God. No, actually. No, seriously. I didn't. I was actually prepared, but I didn't know what to do. It's like, was I supposed to shake hands or hug? It's like, it's COVID world. I didn't know what to do.
My mom gave you a hug.
Did she?
I thought she did.
I don't know if it was. Not the first time.
Oh, okay.
No, not the first time. Like, we were all, like, standing, like, in this social distance circle. We're all just standing there. Remember?
I was being regular.
I'm talking about when we're at the doorway.
I know, but I still was being regular.
No, actually, I had jet lag, so I was kind of discombobulated. So, it was actually nice, and they did have a very lovely home. I just couldn't communicate that, but it was like, I was actually so high. I was like, I finally get to meet Brittany's best friends, her real best friends. Like,
that's right.
Like, I actually really got to meet them, and I have some type of way inside, just like feeling like she must really care for me because she brought me across state lines to actually meet her, her 1-2, the top two people in her top five.
Yep.
So it was actually one of those, like, I did have, when we first sat there, I did have one of those things where, remember we sat at the table,
mm-hmm.
and we had like a glass of wine, mm-hmm. and we had talk, and I had to talk about myself. I wasn't going to talk about myself because I had one of these feelings like, I'm really doing this, right? And it's like, my mind went blank. It's like I was just...
Yeah, because my mom was like, so tell us, Emmanuel, about you. Or she was more so like, well, tell my husband about who you are, because I already know who you are. Because like I told you guys, or if you don't know, Emmanuel and my mom had already been like in communication with each other pretty much since January.
Oh, yeah.
They've been like texting each other and talking to each other. They became great little buddies and things like that. So my mom, being a teacher or a retired teacher, she naturally kind of tells people what to do. So she's like, Emmanuel, tell my husband about who you are. And I was like, yeah, tell him about who you are.
Yeah, they're pretty healthy.
Yeah, he was like, what should I say, looking at me? I'm like, tell them about you.
I'm an Aries. I like rainbows. Frosted Flakes.
But that was our Friday. I mean, I feel like our Friday conversation was very
I think it actually went well. I had never actually been purposely introduced to parents before. And the fact that I had to travel to get there actually made it even more significant, mm-hmm. that you thought enough. Because with us just recently starting a date, if you would have just told me, hey, I'll be gone for Easter, I'm going to see my family, I will understand that. But it was more so, I'm going to see my family and I want you to come with me.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like this great feeling that it actually came. I didn't really communicate well that first day because I had jet lag. Although you want to say I was nervous.
If you said you had jet lag, I'm not even going to try to dispute it.
But jet lag and nervousness look like the same thing.
No, they don't. Jet lag is like you're tired.
And nervous.
I've never heard of people who have jet lag being
nervous.
Well,
you ain't never been jet lagged before.
Okay, so.
I was jet lagged this morning.
How?
I woke up jet lagged.
You don't need to go to bed.
Okay.
That's what you need to do.
Okay. No, it actually went well. I was a little tired. So, Saturday went a little better.
Because
Friday was like breaking the ice. Mm-hmm. I was trying to overcome my jet lag and break the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, Saturday, it's like I was familiar with my surroundings because mm-hmm. the jet lag went off. And I had already been introduced to the family, so I felt a little bit more comfortable.
Okay, so tell them about Saturday, the whole day on Saturday.
Oh, Saturday I had this amazing breakfast. How come you don't make breakfast like that?
Because we like smoothies, that's why.
Oh, we like smoothies.
Yes.
Yeah, but we like breakfast too.
Matt, I have never seen you eat breakfast for real. Besides when we went to that one restaurant, that's the only time you and I have ever had breakfast.
Yeah, I know, because you ain't made breakfast like that.
Oh, so if I don't make breakfast like that, then...
I can make breakfast.
Yeah, I never made me breakfast.
We don't like breakfast like that. That's what you said.
We like smoothies.
Oh, yeah. Green smoothies.
That's what we like. Okay, but tell them
but seriously. We woke up Saturday, and we had to meet at 11 o'clock or so for breakfast. And for breakfast, it was like a lot of the amazing breakfast foods that I like when I choose to eat breakfast. So I felt all nice and loved and warm and cuddly from eating a good breakfast. And then I got a tour of the area in the city. I even got this... see places like where you went to school, where you went and got your undergrad degree, show me different things. I went to this place to get a donut.
He went to Dutch Girl, guys. If anyone who's listening is a Detroiter, you know about Dutch Girl Donuts. So we went over there and got a Dutch Girl Donut off Woodward.
Yeah. And when we went to get a Dutch Girl Donut, there was this homeless guy that was standing outside. He stole my mask.
That man did not steal your mask.
Well, what happened to my mask?
I don't know. You must have dropped it.
I exchanged a donut for a mask.
So we showed him around the city. We went to Motown Museum.
Pittsville.
Yep. And we took pictures outside of there. Then we went to the Detroit Historical Museum. You really liked the museum.
It was amazing.
We like museums, so that I knew that you would enjoy that. And then we went to the Detroit Riverwalk. But when we went down there, it was kind of windy, so we didn't stay that long. And Belle Isle. We took him on Belle Isle.
What is Belle Isle?
That was in like little island we drove around.
Oh, Belle Isle, mm-hmm. where I can see Canada.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I liked that
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, is that when I went to go see your grandma?
Yes. So tell them about that experience.
Oh, that was kind of cool. See, Brittany has this top five, right? I ain't gonna go through all the names of the top five, but obviously I told you who two of them were, and Grandma is in the top five too, right? So I got to go over there to see Grandma, right? And when I went over there, because I had never actually talked to her before, I had just seen a picture of her. So mm-hmm. I went over and talked to her. She was kind of fun. I liked the way she dressed. And I actually liked when your mom said, what did your mom say?
My mom was like, take off your mask, Emmanuel. and show her how cute you are. And then my mom was like, isn't he just cute?
Yeah. That was my favorite part of the whole trip. That was my favorite part.
Just buttering him up.
Yep. No, but it actually was. It's like, I enjoy meeting her. I enjoy meeting your mom. And I enjoyed meeting your dad. I really enjoyed the food and the tour, because I hadn't really been to Detroit other than going on like those casino bus trips. Mm-hmm. But I hadn't actually went through the city.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was actually like a little different. I got to actually sit and actually enjoy it. After we got done over there, we ended up going to dinner. We went to this place.
Fishbones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was called Fishbone?
Mm-hmm.
No. Fishbone Grill?
No,
or
I don't know.
Just Fishbone?
We'll just call it Fishbone.
Oh, Fishbone was really good, too. Mm-hmm. And I was actually exhausted because I still had jet lag, and it had been a long day. So, after that, we went back to the hotel, and I fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was exhausted from jet lag, not nervousness. So then we woke up on Sunday, and Sunday was Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, my name is Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And what people don't know is I was born on Easter Day. Easter Day was on April the 10th when I was born. This happened to be April 3rd, but it's the same. God is with us. I was born on that day, so I have affinity to the day. So anyway, we came over for Easter, and it was almost every food that I like.
Wait, we got to talk about stuff we did before we went to my parents' house.
Oh, what did we do?
I showed you where I went to high school. I went to the same school from kindergarten to 12th grade. So I showed him where that school was.
K through 12.
Mm-hmm. So we went out there and you saw that. We tried to go to the mall, but apparently it was closed.
On Easter.
Yeah, we ended up seeing one of my really good friends and his girlfriend. We just stopped over there to say hey. Oh, and he tried a Coney dog. And that is like a signature staple sort of food to like the Michigan area.
Oh, yeah. I had a Coney dog. Coney dog?
What did you think? Tell the people about your Coney dog experience.
All right. A Coney dog is, it's like this bun, right? And it has like this hot dog on it. And the one I had like this chili on it.
Mm-hmm.
But mine didn't have beans, right?
Yeah, the chili that's on there is not beans and chili.
Yeah,
it's but just, it's like, you get some taste like meat.
Yeah, it's like a meat chili, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was actually tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Although I had to preserve my appetite, so it was actually tasty, and I was nervous about really indulging and eating it because first I ain't gonna be full. Secondly, I hadn't really. It was actually chicken, pork, and beef or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was.
It wasn't a beef hot dog, that's for sure.
And I had never really, I can't remember the last time I had a hot dog that wasn't beef, so I didn't know how it was going to make me feel.
Mm-hmm.
Because number three is, I ain't want to have to go to the bathroom. So, there you have it.
He's still on that doesn't want to go to the bathroom thing, guys. Remember that from like three podcasts ago?
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. So, that catches you up. Then we came for Easter.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have this favorite wine that I always get Brittany to have or taste. It's called Stella Rose.
Delicious.
Mind you, just in case I forget, Saturday, I told you I had jet lag. So I ended up falling asleep, and she stayed up and drank wine.
Him too. I looked over. You were asleep. I was like, pour me some wine.
I had jet lag.
How and was then I by the time you woke up, I was going to sleep.
Yeah, and then I was woke from the jet lag. So, So anyway, I had another bottle of Stella Rose that I was going to present to the family when I came over for Easter, because I felt like they'll probably love this wine because Brittany loves it. And although you're a little different than your mom and a little different than your dad, you're the same as them too.
Elaborate on that. Tell people.
Well, I couldn't remember who else you reminded me of, but you remind me of your parents. And for different reasons. It's like you're like a combination. It's like they just put all the qualities all in the same bag and you just pull them out at random times. So you're a little bit of this person, a little bit of this person, depending on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of interesting. And you and your mom sound alike. But anyway, we came over for Easter. I gave them a bottle of Stella Rose wine because I felt that that was the right thing to do. You know, a gift. So we came, I ate again. But I was only going to eat once, but the food just kept coming. I felt like I was getting fattened up like a turkey to go to the slaughter. But it was so good.
Oh, you met my brother.
Oh, and then I met her brother, Brandon. He came over. So I had this goal when I went. I was like, Brittany, when we go to Michigan, I think you and your mom, y'all should have somewhere to go and y'all should be right back. And he was like, why will we be right back? I was like, because y'all should be right back. And you just looked at me like, why would I be right back? And then, so we never talked about it anymore. So then while I was sitting there at the table, I was sitting at the table, she was sitting at the table, her mom was at the table, her dad was at the table, her brother was sitting like nearby us. And then her mom said, Brittany, ride with me somewhere. And I was like, oh, I thought y'all was doing that for me. But nah, y'all are leaving me alone. so the men can talk.
Yeah, that's the famous exact word.
So I was like, oh. So I was like, all right. So then y'all left. So I actually had an opportunity to sit and talk with your dad and talk with your brother. Because I hadn't really had a chance because the time was so condensed. Mm-hmm. So me and your dad had a chance to actually talk. I actually like talking to him. He's actually fun to talk to. We talked a lot about like civil rights and the gentrification, sports.
Mm-hmm.
I think your brother joined in. And we all kind of like talked about it. We had like actually like good conversation. Like if I live nearby, I stop over every Sunday after the game goes off. Just to chit chat.
Mm-hmm.
Like if we were neighbors, I'd just be on my side of the fence. Like, hey, you catch the game yesterday? You know, no, it was actually really great talking to him. I could actually see why the two of you have really great conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of soothing.
Yeah.
And he actually told me a lot about the history of Detroit. Even when we were taking a tour of the city,
uh-huh.
He was giving breakdown when he was talking about the riots and different things, or telling me the story when he met David Ruffin. So it was actually like amazing. I wish we could have stayed there a little longer.
Yeah.
Y'all came back too soon. We were having good conversations.
We didn't know how long, like, we didn't know what you guys were talking about. We just went to do what we had to do and came right then.
So I can just say I wasn't ready to go. I wish we could have stayed there longer. But I actually think it was actually a great start.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm hoping or expecting that this to be the beginning of many more visits. Because like you said, it's only 2.5 hours away.
Yeah.
So, any questions for me about it? Or did I kind of tell my story?
You told your story.
And it was jet lag. It wasn't nervousness.
You told your story.
Okay.
I felt like I could tell that you had a great time. I was really happy that you wanted to come, because you could have easily been like, I'm not coming to see your parents, I don't want to meet them yet, and things like that, because you could have said that. But I'm happy that you saw how important it was to me, and the fact that you were eager to go.
Yeah, it was my idea.
It was not your idea.
Yes, it was.
It was not.
I don't remember exactly, but I think it was.
Either way, you came, you met them, everyone liked you and thought that you were amazing, a good person. Whole great conversation.
Well, if what I actually, I don't know how I actually looked to you, but I actually had jet lag and I wasn't nervous. But what I wanted to portray when I was actually going there is I just wanted to show everyone that I came across who I was, so they have an understanding of the person that you've been spending time with.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though it's only 2.5-3 hours away, it's still 2.5-3 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the conversations that we kind of had is just knowing that you're safe. Because you have a large support system, but your support system wasn't, none of them were in place in Northeast Ohio where mm-hmm. you're at.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it can cause like a lot of anxiety and different things like that for people who actually care about you. So I just wanted to actually give them a better understanding of where you're at and who you're with. Versus just hearing about me, just knowing that I actually exist. So I was actually flattered that you actually wanted me to go.
Yeah.
And I felt comfortable going because I know I have good intentions towards what we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
That if I didn't really care about you, I wouldn't have went. Because that's actually serious to actually meet someone's parents. At least I believe so.
No, it is. I think it's very serious to meet someone's parents. And like I said, I am extremely happy and excited that you made the journey to go and meet everyone. And I hope that, like you said, that these trips will continue and that you will continue to create bonds with the people who are important to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, good. In my family.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
That's the plan. So, I did have a couple takeaways when I left that I realized that I actually love your family, and I have a better understanding of your role within the family. And one thing I was actually looking to see when I actually went is that you reminded me of the same person that I see when you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people, they can be a certain person when they're with the person that they're dating, but when they're with the people who already know them, there's something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And you still look like the same person and remind me of the same person, which means you didn't change up, which was actually great.
I'm consistent, baby.
And important to me. So that actually really was great. And actually seeing where you actually came from, that I came away with a better understanding of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, and I know how serious you are about what we're trying to do, just based on the efforts you took to get me there. So for that, I thank you and I appreciate it.
Well,
and if you ever need somebody to go to Michigan again, I'm off.
You're the first and only person that I'ma be like, let's hop in the car and drive 3 hours to Michigan together.
2.5, like you said.
Well, it's 2.5, but it could be 3, you know.
Yeah.
Depending on how you drive. Like
we had such a good time in Michigan that we listened to music the whole trip back. We talked the whole trip there and listened to music the whole trip
back. And we left a little bit later, kind of, didn't we? I was asleep.
Yeah.
I was tired.
No, but we had a great trip. So, with that being said, We did go to Michigan. I did meet her parents. I did get to see where she was actually from. And it was our first time ever driving away anywhere and spending time together. Mm-hmm. And that was the beginning of many more times. And I'm actually looking forward to it. So, because I know that this is not going to end anytime soon.
No, it's going to be a continuation of a number of activities and events with one another and each other's families. And me, and I've met Emmanuel's family too. I feel like I should do my own little podcast.
You should do a podcast. Talking about I was nervous.
I'm meeting your family.
Oh, like every time I'd be like, come on, let's go meet my family. You'd be like, oh, I can't meet them today. I gotta wash my hair.
No, okay, now see, this is what we're not about to do. I have met most of Emmanuel's family, I would say. Would you say the people who are important to you? I've met your brother. I've met both of your sisters. I've met your mom. And I've met your cousin, who you're really close to. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. So don't try to make it seem like I have not met anyone because my hair was not together. This is what he's talking about. And this is totally off topic. But since we're here, we're here. He may, like, maybe someone was supposed to do something or whatever. Like, you were supposed to meet up with somebody in your family. And he would be like, oh, I want you to come too. But I'm not going anywhere where my hair is busted and I don't look well
put together. It wasn't busted.
I always believe in looking presentable when you are going around people's family. And yes, they all have seen me and met me before, and everyone was nice and friendly, and I liked everyone. And I believe that they liked me too.
Yeah, but
and when I met them, I looked put together and I was nice looking. I'm not going to meet nobody's family when I smell like dental office, because that's what I say all the time. This was after work. I smelled like a dental office and my hair was not together at that point in time. So I was not going to hang out with anyone's family.
But you can go see Dave when you smell like dental.
Who is Dave?
Dave's Supermarket.
That is a supermarket. I'm running in and running out. I'm not going there to spend numerous hours.
You hang out with Target.
I'm running there and running out. If I'm going to see anyone in your family, I want to look nice and well put together, because I don't want people to be like, oh, look at Emmanuel's girlfriend. She just looked tore up. Why she come out the house like that? No. Mm-mm. Never. You will only see me in my best light and glory, honey.
This story she's telling is fictional.
This story is not fictional. These are things that have been asked of me by you.
I'm demanding.
And I'm like, sorry, babe. I'm not coming out the house. You saw how I looked yesterday?
Nope. Oh, I did see how you looked. You know what? No. The story is fiction. All them other times, she just didn't want to go. So she had to.
Why are you making up stories? It was never a case of me just not wanting to go anywhere.
But you didn't look busted.
What are you talking about? Any time that you have asked me to be like, oh, which has not been that often. Because okay. Most times we do everything together anyway.
Okay. Well, how about yesterday? I was asking you. And she gonna tell me she looked like Frederick Douglass.
I did. Guys, there is this picture. You know how the picture of Frederick, just type in Frederick Douglass right now. If you pull it up on Google, there's always that picture of him where he has like that part on the side and his hair is like kind of coarser than most, I guess you would say. Well, I had tried this new style. And I just realized this is not a style I can do with my hair. So my hair literally ended up looking like that. Granted, when I go to work, I'm wearing a hair bonnet all day. So it doesn't, like, no one really sees my hair unless I really want them to. So I didn't really care. But he was like, yeah, come with me and my cousin. We're going to this bar. We're going to go get chicken wings. And I was like, I would love to, but I'm not going anywhere looking like Frederick Douglass Jr.
I know, so she wouldn't go because she felt like she looked like Frederick Douglass.
I did.
I ain't never heard that in my life. I ain't never heard anybody not go somewhere.
When I sent you the picture of Frederick Douglass and then sent you the picture of my hair, you was like, yeah, it kind of does look like that.
I'm mad you was thinking about Frederick Douglass.
But anywho, though, guys, we just wanted to, you know, get this podcast on, you know, the experience of meeting my family, because this was something that we had mentioned to you guys a few times, and we're happy that it finally was able to happen.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to doing it again. Yeah. And again.
And to continue it.
Frederick Douglass.
So, I guess we'll end this podcast. And like I said, we hope you guys continue to watch. We see that we have a lot of people who really are enjoying it. And we hope you guys continue to enjoy it. It's just been fun for us to create these. You know, we didn't really have a purpose per se of how we wanted it to go, but I think we're finding our niche now. So we hope that you guys continue to listen and share with family and friends. You have anything you want to add?
No, I'm just reading about quotes and different things like that. I read this quote by someone named Lisa Weed. It says, being a family means you're a part of something very wonderful. It means you will love and be loved for the rest of your life.
And on that note, you met my family, and you are part of our family now.
You want to know one little interesting thing that I was actually thinking? You know, when I was practicing for meeting your family, and I told you I kept getting in the mirror, like, you know, practicing my hello and different things. You know what I was thinking about saying?
What?
Because I probably heard this on the movie. I was going to walk into the door first before you. And be like, Mom, Dad, I'm home. They're like, who is this?
That'd be like,
I thought about it. That would be so hilarious.
Oh, my God. You should have done it.
Nah, I didn't want to do it because I would look weird doing
they
that.
They probably would have laughed.
But that's what I was thinking. No, but when I was sitting there, I was thinking, I should have did it. Because I was like, that's how I was feeling. Like, I couldn't wait to get to Michigan because I was ready to go home, meet my family. I was like, I've known you all this time. I ain't met my family yet. It's been 100 days. Mind you, April 3rd was our courtship day 100. It was 100 days from the day that we first made contact. So it was a special day. What were you doing on your 100th day?
We've been in this thing for a long time.
Yep. So we have. So next time I go to Michigan, I'm going to do my speech.
Do your speech back. But we'll be back, guys. As always. We're trying to get on a more consistent schedule, but right now we're just kind of doing it
when our
hearts and minds align. So we will see you guys soon.
And I'll leave with this: be good or be good at it.
Bye.